Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. At the top of the show, we played The Great Turn Me On.
Oh, Jade, you do that to me every week.
Oh, gross.
Did we mention that this is Different Strokes? And we like to call our listeners and our fans strokers?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the Different Strokes bot has come up with a name for Different Strokes fans, strokers, and we're going to be asking the strokers tonight to join up and become members because it is the I Love Joy Radiothon this week.
It is very special. It's a special episode, a very special week for the station.
Yes, and you know why I love Joy, Dave?
Oh, Jade.
Because I get to spend an hour a week with my best friend in the entire world who sits across from me.
Oh, I feel like we should be holding hands.
Yes, and you know, like, look, Dave, we are completely different in so, so many ways, but we come together every week and we say, look, we're completely different, but we can get along and we can, you know, love each other.
Exactly. And that's what Different Strokes really is about. It's where camp and geek collides. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sure as hell bring the camp.
I'm and, sometimes geeky.
Oh, I think, Jade, you're pretty geeky most of the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that's the beauty of this show, because when we first started doing Different Strokes, and really we've been on Joy for, this must be our second or third radiothon.
Yes, yes.
Second or third. So yeah. we have
it's,
been
it's
on
It's our joint. Third radiothon.
Yeah, we've been on the station and we haven't left, haven't taken a break. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. It's great because I feel that, and this is the main reason why I love Joy, is because when we came from another radio station, another community station, but as soon as we came to Joy, we felt the love. Mm-hmm. We felt a part of the family. Mm-hmm. And we just want to extend that out to you guys as well, you know, because Joy is our community station.
Mm-hmm.
The voice for the camp and a geek.
And I think that all of us, you know, and you and I especially, have both in our own ways felt very isolated and alone at different points in our lives. Luckily, we found each other, and that's one start of it. But, you know, we obviously have Joy to thank for that as well. So
for keeping us on air, first of all. Keeping our love alive.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and sort of making it okay to be who you are. So, yeah.
This is a celebration. Mm. If you love Different Strokes, if you love Joy, gosh, we have some
coincidentally
prizes for you.
You like, if you join up, you get prizes as well. Like, we're not just giving you our love.
My love don't cost a thing.
Different Strokes flashback, bringing pop culture back from the yesteryears.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave!
What?
We've got two new strokers.
Sounds so dirty, but what we really mean is we've got two new or renewed Joy members.
Yes.
Congratulations. Yeah. Welcome to the family.
Caitlin, She says, the Hump Day crew was great. I also love Different Strokes.
We love you too.
Congratulations. You're now a stroker, Caitlin.
You're a half stroker, half humper.
Yeah. It just gets
this
worse.
It's just getting nastier.
Daniel from Windsor, he says, my joy is my home away from home. Congratulations, Daniel. You are also a stroker.
You are a full-fledged stroker. If you too want to become a stroker, because really, I mean, we are the next Little Monsters.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Gaga has a fan base, mm-hmm. but Different Strokes has strokers.
Yes.
We're going to make it happen. Yep. Become a stroker.
Yep.
Become a Joy member. Mm-hmm. Call 1-300-569-949. So we can proclaim that on air.
Yeah. If you want to be called a stroker, and I'm sure everyone
does.
We
will call you out.
Yeah.
Look, Jade, I mean, I was just thinking about this the other day because Hollywood is just, it's one of those industries where you can be hot one minute,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as you get a little older or as soon as you become a little irrelevant, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's instantly hard to find work. So what I thought was really interesting is looking back on the 90s, Jade,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of very iconic, very popular Hollywood actors that were just huge in the 90s, but maybe just not cutting it these days.
Yes.
So I thought it was time that we reminisce a little and, you know, maybe just name some of our favorite iconic 90s movie stars.
Yes. Well, Dave, I've split it up, right, because I've got the pop stars that were famous.
The pop stars that what?
And did their own film.
Yeah.
Like Whitney Houston's probably the most well-known, you know.
Whitney Houston circa Bodyguard.
Yeah, so she
Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah, so she did all of that. Spice Girls in Spice World. Hello.
Oh,
classic Jade, movie.
I felt like you read my mind. I mean, I know we're Different Strokes, but
yeah.
That was like a uni mind situation happening.
And how
there.
Can we forget the train wreck of all train wrecks?
Stop.
Mariah and Glitter.
No, that wasn't the 90s.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was the year 2001.
Nah.
No, Jade, no. Mariah's Glitter was 2001. I'm pretty sure it came out when 9/11 happened, and that's why she was blaming the whole
yes.
album flopping on 9/11.
It wasn't Glitter's fault.
It wasn't Glitter's fault. It wasn't Mariah's fault. It was all 9/11.
Okay.
That's a story she's pushing.
Stick to it, Mariah. No one will believe you, but go with it. Rom-coms.
Rom-coms were big in the 90s. I feel like rom-coms are eternally big, but
yeah.
there were certain actresses that were staples in the 90s rom-coms.
Julia Roberts is one.
Julia Roberts.
See, now Julia's still got a career.
Eat Love, Pray?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think that was her recent movie. But, you know, I feel like Julia Roberts has kind of slowed down in the last 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she can be referred to as a 90s film icon.
Yeah. Meg Ryan's probably the one that...
Girl, Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, where is she these days?
Well, see, she was in some films and then they flopped, Dave. And then...
Was it 9/11's fault as well?
Well, see, she was in multiple films with Tom Hanks, who's another one on my list, right? Because he owned the 90s as far as I'm concerned. You know, he won something like 3 Academy Awards in the 90s. He won, you know, Forrest Gump, Philadelphia.
Iconic 90s
yeah.
films as well.
Yeah.
So that's why he's become associated. Yeah.
And then, of course, he did all those rom-coms with Meg Ryan.
And don't forget, Tom Hanks was also in Toy Story.
Yes.
Toy Story was big in the 90s.
And Toy Story was back last year. So, you know, he's...
He's still working.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis is another one that we feel is an iconic 90s film star.
Yeah.
For me, Bruce Willis is really about the Fifth Element.
Well,
I love the Fifth
I think
Element.
You could probably look at any of the action stars, Dave, at that time. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Sylvester Stallone.
Are these people still working?
Well, you know, Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was a movie star in the 90s, yes.
So. I mean, he's been doing politics lately, so.
But I hear he might be going back to the movies, Jade.
Oh, yeah.
So we could be lucky.
Well, you know, he's out of a job now, so. And Kevin Costner. Which I was actually just reading today, you know, he was responsible for helping clean up that oil spill that happened.
Did he personally get out the... that
no he was personally funding some like new technology that was helping to clean up that oil spill that happened, the
good
BP one. Yeah,
good on him. You see, so these are 90s film stars that have also become, you know, very influential people
yeah.
in other areas of the world as well. So
Dave, you know what my ultimate 90s film was?
I have a feeling you're gonna say the X-Files.
Yeah, it was
Why
totally
do I know
the X-Files
this?
movie.
Ugh. The X-Files movie was big for you, wasn't it?
It totally was big for me.
It was your Spice World.
It was my Spice World. It probably came out around the same time, right?
Really? Because I'm oblivious to anything else in the 90s. I mean, when Spice World came out, that was my focus.
Yeah, well, so I think X-Files movie was like 96.
Oh, goodness, Jade.
It was like the height of Spice Girls and the height of X-Files happened at the same time. It's like we were meant to be, Dave.
We were meant to be. I felt like even though I was living in Malaysia at that time and you were here in Australia, yeah, like
there you was felt a some weird connection. Yeah. And you couldn't explain it or understand it. You know, it later makes sense.
It was a different strokes connection that, you know, what, 10 years later flourished. The Strokers' love goes way back.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave,
you're going to tell me that we've exceeded our quota, right?
We have exceeded our quota. We came on. We wanted one, Dave.
You see, we're a lot like most call centers. We have KPIs.
Yes.
Just between Jade and I.
And ours was one.
Because we believe in setting the expectation real low.
Well, see, look, I'm a confidence player, Dave, so I like to set low, and then I'm always surprised when it works out better.
Well, I'm frankly surprised that we now have four.
Yes.
Four strokers.
We have four strokers. Rochelle from Northcote.
Rochelle.
She says, I love Joy and I listen all the time, so I wanted to support the station. Congratulations, Rochelle. You are supporting the station and you are now officially a stroker.
Yay. Wear that as a badge, girl.
Yeah.
And look, Jade, it's... We've been talking about how Different Strokes really serves a higher purpose. I mean, I know we're Camp and Geek. Mm-hmm. This is that 1 hour a week on Joy where you really get both perspectives of pop culture and the media from the Camp and the Geek.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel that we serve a higher purpose to provide people with things to procrastinate on.
Look, if we're going to be honest, Dave, that's probably our driving force. Procrastination via means of internet.
Yeah, we're full of it because we love trawling the internet when we should be doing our homework,
mm-hmm.
when we should be doing work. Mm-hmm. We love trawling the internet, getting lost on some blogs, and you just... The funnies
on
the internet.
I love the rabbit holes that I end up on.
The funnies on the internet is just endless, Jade. Mm-hmm. Sometime this week, you and I stumbled on a website called 9gag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there really is no way to describe this apart from just saying it kind of is the home of all the funnies on the internet.
Yep.
It's a website where people can submit funny images or memes or anything like that. You can publish it there. It's a collection of funny images and, you know, maybe some videos and some sort of other...
There's lots of capping going on. But there's... Probably the ultimate one that you sent to me, Dave, was there was an A to Z of, like, different sort of...
Geeky awesome things.
Geeky awesome things. And seriously, I spent, you know, whatever amount of time looking through laughing at some of the hilarious images.
And it kind of got me thinking, you know, where would we be without the internet?
Yes.
And without people posting these ridiculous funnies on the internet? Where would we be? Like, what don't will we now, do on our lunch breaks?
Don't we now have a bigger audience for... our funniness? Isn't that what it really is? Like, you know, stupid crap that we used to do and just, you know, give to our friends is now a global audience for.
Exactly. So something funny that happens at work can now be tweeted and shared with people all over mm-hmm. the world. So I feel that the internet serves a higher calling for spreading joy.
Yes.
And happiness.
It totally does.
So, I mean, the thing about 9gag is that I feel that some people that publish stuff on there are maybe of more of a geeky persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel that it appeals to you as much as it does to me as well. So, but we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, Jade, about how our parents experience funnies on the internet.
Yes.
Now, they consume and share funnies in a whole different way.
Look, Dave, I won't give my mum my email address or, you know, I've got a strict, like, no Facebook on, you know, family on Facebook policy because I don't want weird forwards.
Weird forwards from my dad, from your mum. I mean, is this a generational thing? It's just, it's unbelievable because our parents get a lot of funny emails. Our parents get a lot of chain emails forwarded to them that they want to share with us. For my dad, it's a way of keeping in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he does it. He forwards me emails that he thinks is funny. It's not like he's attaching a personal note or anything with it. He just forwards it.
See, my mum does that too. So she will forward me, it's like, seriously, I had to change my email address, Dave. It was out of control that I was getting...
You were getting spammed by your mom.
I was getting spammed by my mom. And my mom, like, let's face it, she's lucky that she can figure out how to do anything on the internet. For the longest time when she was trying to send an email, she was putting a www in front of it and couldn't figure out why it wasn't sending. So... look, she's out of control. Someone needs to take a stand, and I've taken one by changing my email address.
It's a little passive because you're not really fixing the problem.
Look, is it my job to educate her? Not really.
Jade. But I feel that our parents could really benefit from something like 9GAG because rather than them forwarding mm-hmm. all these emails, they can just go to that one website and just experience the funnies there without having to impose it. And
but Dave, then we'd just be sending links to every... We'd get... They'd just be posting links everywhere to us. It's just going to make the problem worse. We should just ban them from the internet altogether. They shouldn't be allowed.
Parents and internet... I'm sorry, Mom. The good thing about Mama Lim is that she doesn't post links on Facebook.
Yeah.
She doesn't do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Mama Lim is one of those people that will delete your Facebook comment after she's read it.
She's like, done with that.
I'm done with that. I don't need that in my life. It's like a text message. She gets a text message. Once she reads it, she deletes it.
Yeah.
She keeps her inbox as clean as her Facebook wall. You'd think she had no friends and no interaction on Facebook because she just wipes it all out.
Look, I think she's a smart lady.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard. Go to listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, we've got another member.
Oh, another stroker.
Yeah, Katie and family. Katie says, I want to be a stroker.
I want to believe I want to be a stroker.
Well, congratulations, Katie. You are now a stroker.
Excellent.
We also had someone text in, Dave, says, Dave, what are you going to do when you hit your quota? Something with a snake?
Oh, that's rather naughty.
Yeah. I don't know.
By quota, they're, of course, talking about how many Joy members or how many renewals Different Strokes is going to get tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We said earlier that we thought maybe Different Strokes would get one
mm-hmm.
new membership. Of course, we were setting the bar low because we know there are plenty of strokers out there
yeah.
that want to renew their Joy memberships, that want to become a Joy
member.
We
just want to be surprised, that's all. We don't want to be sitting there saying we want 20. We just want to be surprised.
That's just the type of people we are.
Yeah, we're too humble for that.
We're too real. But look, you guys have a surprise, so thank you for supporting Joy. Keep supporting Joy. Keep giving us a call because really, frankly, there are plenty of really hot guys out there that's waiting by the phone.
They're looking pretty good.
Actually, here's a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Bish from the Hump Day crew is actually sitting outside. So if you want to have a one-on-one chat with him,
mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm selling him. I mean, really, girl.
Do you want to post pictures? I mean, we could post a picture.
He was actually posting a picture of himself topless during his show. So now you get to speak to the topless man.
Yeah.
1-300-569-949. Yeah. Become a Joy member. You might speak to Bish.
Dave, on another note, Andy texted in and he says, fellow X-Files fan here, how do you think the current crop of alien shows compare, e.g. Fringe, etc.? P.S. Roswell was another good show in the 90s. Agreed, Andy. Do you really want to start me on that rant?
Andy, I don't think you want to go there. We haven't got all night.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Jade is one of those people that if you talk about X-Files, if you talk about sci-fi, ooh, go put the kettle on. It's going to be a long night.
Look, Andy,
You love it.
I'm hanging on to the X-Files a little too hard. Does that answer your question? Probably.
Yeah. So Jade is a big X-Files fan. So basically any other sci-fi show doesn't come to it.
Yeah. I think we've talked about Fringe on the show before.
We've talked about Fringe and your dissatisfaction.
Yeah, so there's a podcast out there where I do my rant about X-Files.
But nice try, Andy.
Yeah.
Nice try. You almost got Jade on a rant there. Very nice. Usually things that set Jade off include sci-fi and Katy Perry.
So true. Lesbians on TV.
Lesbians on TV is another big Jade rant. So if you ever want to get her started, that's the way to do it. But look, on tonight's music segment, we wanted to talk about one-hit wonders. Mm-hmm. Because actually, sometime yesterday, I was looking on a really popular digital music store and they were doing this bundle, Jade. It's mm-hmm. hilarious. They were doing this bundle where they were selling one-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really blatant about it. They weren't going to dress it up,
mm-hmm.
You know, just to spare the artist's feelings.
Is it embarrassing to admit you're a one-hit wonder?
I don't know. It depends on whether you actually have a career now or not. I think if you've stopped and you're just reminiscing on your career, it's okay to accept that you're a one-hit wonder.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're an artist that's still putting out new music and everyone only wants to hear that one song you've had a hit with,
mm-hmm.
I think it can be frustrating. So I saw this compilation called The One-Hit Wonders where you can pay like under $1.20 per track,
mm-hmm.
or you can pay like $54 and get like 46 of these flops.
Well, who wouldn't want flops?
I mean, they're technically the hit songs from these flops.
Yeah.
So I was looking at that and I was thinking, Jade, is there like a similar parallel happening in the indie community?
Well, I think what's a more interesting thing, Dave, for me, when I think of course there are examples of one-hit wonders for indie one-hit wonders, but I think often they end up being they're songs from indie bands that end up getting big and are huge in the mainstream, and then afterwards they probably just go back to being a regular indie band or they break up. Probably, you know, there's plenty of examples. I came up with some. Four Non Blondes, Dave. Do you remember that?
I remember the song.
What's Up?
What's Up.
Yeah.
That's iconic.
Yeah. And, you know, Linda Perry has now gone on, you know, she's writing
for Christina.
Christina. She writes for Pink. She's written, you know, huge pop songs now. But,
you know, let's face it, Four Non-Blondes, they were one-hit wonders. And let me just tell you something. A mm-hmm. lot of people have been saying to me during the week, because I'm a really big Vitamin C fan.
Oh, yes. Graduation.
Graduation. Everyone knows Graduation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not a lot of people knew about her subsequent singles. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she maybe had two or three and then she just dropped off the face of the earth.
Does she still exist, Dave?
I think Vitamin C still definitely exists, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Winter Gordon's new song, Till Death, was actually co-written with Vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe how much of a mess I was when I found that out?
But is she doing a Linda Perry or is she...
She is doing a Linda Perry.
So she doesn't do her own stuff anymore.
No, there is no Vitamin C per se, but Vitamin C is now writing for other people like Linda Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing I heard, she's written stuff for Hannah Montana.
Oh, okay.
Not even Miley Cyrus.
Not Miley, Hannah.
Hannah Montana. Yep. She's written stuff for Demi Lovato and a lot of these Disney girls and, of course, the new winter hit single.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like a lot of these one-hit wonders do kind of get by.
Yeah.
They do get by.
Well, they know what it's like to make a hit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I came up with a couple of others, Dave. Huge ones in the 90s, Blind Melon, No Rain.
Never heard of them.
You would know the song if you heard it. The Proclaimers,
Never
I Will Walk 500 Miles.
That rings a bell.
Yeah, there you go. The Crash Test Dummies. Mm-hmm.
Are these any hit wonders?
They were huge at the time. Now, nothing. The Spin Doctors.
Haven't heard of them.
Dave.
These are like really obscure one-hit wonders. I mean, you can be a really good one-hit wonder, but if you're an obscure one-hit wonder, that's just sad.
All really huge songs during the 90s. Someone back me up here. Come on, Strokers, where are you?
For me, some of my favorite one-hit wonders include Blue Cantrell. Technically, she had 1.5 hits.
Okay, I don't even know who that is.
You know, Hit 'Em Up Style. I think anyone who's bought like a karaoke set in the last, a karaoke compilation disc in the last maybe 5 to 10 years would have Hit 'Em Up Style on there.
Yeah.
Samantha Mumba,
mm-hmm.
gotta tell you. See, I think she's another one that maybe has 1.5 hits.
Surely there's plenty more examples in pop music than there is in...
than there is in the indie or alternative community.
Well, you know, if you look at someone like Jill Sobule, right? So she did the original I Kissed a Girl song that was later, you know, turned into a massive hit by Katy Perry.
Was I Kissed a Girl a cover?
It wasn't a cover, but it has the same title, same concept, effectively. Okay. And she's actually, like, so she was, that song was huge in the 90s. And then she goes on and she's, like, still an indie, she's still got her own indie career. So I think maybe they still exist.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.